News release. Gwen Lamont. For over 30 years, the memories of Gwen Lamont's childhood were buried beneath a protective gauze of forgetting. Her recently released memoir, The View from Coffin Ridge, A Childhood Exhumed, is a remarkable story about what happens when we are forced to reconcile with a long-forgotten past and the characters who shaped it. No one knew of her poor, chaotic family. No one knew she had been a child bride, or of her close brush with death at the hands of a man who claimed to love her. She had promised never to tell. As the years went by, the weight of her past became too much for her to bear, and she began to write her young self home. Canadian author and activist Maud Barlow describes Lamont's story as one courageous woman's memoir of overcoming violence and trauma that looks straight into the heart of darkness to find the light. Plum Johnson, best-selling author of They Left Us Everything, says of the book, "This remarkable coming-of-age story is a Canadian glass castle." Former senior communications advisor to the Prime Minister, Michael Den Tant, reviewed the book and said, "It's an extraordinary story, shocking and painful, written in unflinching, diamond-hard prose." 7 book launches have taken place since May 31st. There were 2 sold-out book launches at Coffin Ridge Winery, and 5 locations were part of the summer book launch series: Goderich, Parry Sound, Concarden, Lion's Head, and Southampton. The fall tour kicked off in Hanover. The second stop is Collingwood at the Black Bellows Brewing Company on Thursday, October 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are available at gwenlamontauthor.ca. Other launch locations this fall are Toronto, Stratford, and London. The View from Coffin Ridge, A Childhood Exhumed, is available for purchase in person or online at Ginger Press Books, www.gingerpress.com, and Coffin Ridge Winery, www.coffinridge.ca. Lamont, who didn't finish grade 9, now holds a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, a Bachelor of Social Work and Master of Social Work, and a Master of Fine Arts. Her thesis, The Subjective Experience of Men Who Murder Their Intimate Partners, took her into prisons and into the minds of men who murder. In 2023, she was one of 30 writers longlisted from 2,300 submissions to the CBC Creative Nonfiction Prize for Survivor's Guilt, which explores themes from her book.